we go to school.
I'm not agree with this whatsoever. I think this Patrick, you out of Patrick, so you can't no more. I think if you start throwing out two or three interceptions, you just gotta excuse it, or you need to get pulled out. I just think that this is one of those things where.
This is Inside the Huddle with Ronnie Rod.
Thank you, Jen. This is Inside the Huddle with Roddy. Rod. I'm Lyman Roddy. And on the boards, like a rookie, that is Carlos.
Red zone shot right here.
Gordon in the backfield with Locke. Locke gonna roll and throw. And caught. No, it's ruled incomplete. One official ruled incomplete. And now they've changed it.
I think he got both feet down. That was a good throw. I think KJ Hamler gets both feet down in bounds.
And this is Inside the Huddle with Roddy Rod. I am Lyman Roddy, and in the boards is Carlos Rodriguez. How you doing there?
Not too good.
Not too good. Yeah, you are running the boards. You're making us look like we rookies out here, man. This is crazy.
It's all good.
No, it's all good. We got to figure it out up here, baby. This is Roddy Rod up here in the GoldMileHigh.com network, air network out there. You can check us out on GoldMileHigh on Twitter or on GoldMileHigh on Facebook. And how you doing there, Carlos?
No, it's great, man. Great job.
You survived the election? Or are we still living through it?
We're still working through it.
Oh, my goodness. This has just been terrible, man. I mean, how long can we do this, man, for? This is just crazy.
I don't know. Maybe another day or two, but
I don't know.
We'll get there.
Hopefully, man. I don't think it's a day or two. I think we're going to be in this for the rest of the year. It's like 2020, like the coronavirus just said, you know, nothing's going to mess up this year more than what I'm going to do to it.
Right.
And then the U.S. election was like, hold my beer and put a lime in it, Corona.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. It's just like, what more we got to do? But we're here. We're not a stranger to COVID. This is usually Squirrel's little position, Squirrel and Shaggy. But one of them came down with they didn't come down with it. They were exposed to it. So we've taken all the necessary precautions to it. So,
yeah, no, just our whole school. And we go at it every day, just like the world.
Yeah.
No, Squirrel couldn't make it in today, but he wanted me to do a shout out to his boy Brian Armstrong out there in the world.
Shout out.
Yeah. So it's all good.
Man, so let's get into it. So we got the headlines coming up to you first of all. First thing I kind of want to talk about, I mean, I kind of hate to talk about it because they have no relevance whatsoever, is the Dallas Cowboys. They making a change from Ben DiNucci, a rookie quarterback, because he wasn't producing well enough. And they might start either, who is it?
Garrett?
Garrett Gilbert?
Yeah.
Or Cooper Rush?
Yeah. I like Cooper Rush just because I like the name Rush. But
that's it. I don't know anything about these guys. I don't keep up with the Cowboys at all. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean,
no, it's we're going to talk about it later in the show, but is this team imploding on purpose? I mean,
not, you know what? Mike McCarthy needs to be fired. I mean, he needs to go ahead and finish the season. This is not his team. I'm sorry.
No.
It's just not his team. And you know what kind of makes me kind of upset too? And I know this is kind of like goes along with the Black Lives Matter movement, but why is not Colin Kaepernick getting a call? You know, like why not he just get a call? How low can you go? I mean, it's just like, I understand he's been out the NFL for 4 years, but I see some of these quarterbacks that they're just pulling out the woodwork. Some of them played for the XFL. Some of them played for European League. Mike Glennon still has a job. Jacksonville is going to be starting a rookie quarterback. I don't know what his name is. I'll go look it up later. But still, it's crazy that, you know, they won't even give this man like a tryout. I mean, Dallas wants to get talked about, you know, all the time. Hire the man. Just see. I know, and I understand it's a big cliche, a huge cliche.
Right.
But if you're going to put, you know, race sensitive beings at the end of your end zone and end racism at the end of your end zone and Black Lives Matter on your logo, hire the man and give him a chop. He's only one interception away from the biggest I told you so ever in the NFL, football-wise. You know, I don't understand that at all. Like, give that man a try.
You should. You should, because – or he might even go to Detroit, because
– anybody.
No, breaking news. Breaking news, everyone.
Breaking news.
Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford missed practice Wednesday and has been placed on the reserve COVID list.
Woo!
So
– he's not even good enough to play for Detroit. Who's the backup for Detroit right now? I got to go look at that. Who is going to – that is breaking news right there. Thanks there. Who is going to back up Matt Stafford?
Oh, Chase Daniel.
Chase Daniel?
Yes. Ex-Eagle.
Oh, ex-Bear.
Ex-Bear. Ex-Eagle.
They're all right, then. They're
yeah,
right.
He's all right. He's good.
He's all right.
I think he'll do well. He'll do better than Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, it's Ben DiNucci. Well, Ben DiNucci was put in an unforeseen circumstance. They asked a lot from that kid way too early.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why they only gave him one game. I mean, he didn't play that bad.
He didn't play that good either. He didn't play that good at all.
I mean, he came in as a third starter. I mean,
but, yeah, he was like the emergency quarterback, and this is an emergency. This is the time for you to panic, Dallas.
I mean, he had a week to prepare and all that, but still, I don't know why they're putting Garrett or Rush in. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Nah, that's all right. Shoot. Squirrel just said he's sorry he couldn't make it, so that's just crazy. Don't worry, we got it. This is our show now, Squirrel. We changed the intro and everything. It's our show now. Nah, we can't wait to have you back. We just played with you. Another headline to Antonio Brown will be making his premier start for the Tampa Bay or Tom Brady Buccaneers. How do you feel about that, Carlos?
Oh, I'm good, because I picked up Antonio Brown 2 weeks ago on my fantasy football team.
So you think he's going to really go all out?
No, we talked about, Squirrel and I talked about it yesterday, and I did a hot take. AB will score a touchdown this weekend, but he's only going to have maybe like 10, 15, no more than 20 plays.
10, 15, 20 plays, how many yards?
Well, it might be a bomb. I don't know. He might do like 50, 30, 40.
So over 50 yards? I mean, it's a bomb. A bomb is like 20, 30 yards right there.
I don't know. My bet is he just scores a touchdown.
So just score a touchdown. I give you that. I'll let you off the hook. He scores a touchdown. Of course, Tom Brady is going to try him out and see what he can do. I mean, he is a worldwide talent. But I don't see him making the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you still think that. I know.
I still don't see him. I mean, you're buying a championship right now. That's all I see.
Well, don't other teams do that?
You don't get what I'm saying. Like, they don't have no – I mean, I know him and Tom Brady has chemistry from the Patriots.
Right.
I know. But, you know, you kind of see Tom Brady not having chemistry with the offensive line. They struggled with the New York Giants. Let's put it as is.
Yeah,
they struggled.
He slammed his helmet on the
– Yeah, they struggled. And you shouldn't be struggling against the New York Giants. And then you got, they're not playing as well. You know, they're not throwing the ball too much to Evans. It's not going to open up Evans anymore. I don't see it. Godwin's still hurt with the broken finger. So I don't see that happening at all, period.
No.
So I don't think that – I think it's a good pickup, but, you know, it's just not going to happen. So right after break, we're going to play a game called – should the band stay together or should they blow it up on the GoMileHigh.network? This is Inside the Huddle.
Every day across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Using your made-up names.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
And welcome back. What it do? This is Inside the Huddle on the part of the GoldMileHigh.com network. You know, you can go catch us on Gold Mile High on Twitter or Gold Mile High on Facebook. Do we have a Gold Mile High on Instagram yet? I don't think we got one. We will make one up.
No, we'll get one.
But if you're feeling frisky, you can call us on 303-937-6548. We won't answer, but we'll probably take your calls anyway, take your questions and anything. Right now, we're going to play a game. You know, since the trade deadline, you know, passed with no action whatsoever at all, you know, we're going to play a game because there were some teams that actually needed to build on a team. So I'm going to call out a team name, and you tell me, Carlos, if they should blow up or keep the band together.
Okay.
All right. I got about eight teams to see if we can get all through eight teams.
Okay.
All right. So the first team I got is the San Francisco 49ers.
No, you got to keep the band together on that one.
Really?
Because they're only hurt. I don't want to say only hurt, but I think they're all going to be okay for next year.
Next year? I mean, they got a lot of injuries, a ton of injuries.
Yeah, but they'll just come back stronger next year. And it's not – you don't want to implode them during the year now.
Right.
So, I mean, like we said, you know, the trade deadline's over. I mean, you can still wheel and deal down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I think – I mean, they're 4-4, even though they're in last place in the NFC West. But they're 4-4. You know what? If they win a couple games, they're still in it because
not in that division.
Well, hold on, because of the new 16-team playoff.
I get that
bracket that they're going to have.
But that's going to be a hard division to get it in, even in the 16-team playoff. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a pretty hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't implode them. Nah.
I wouldn't. I get it. I would give you that. I wouldn't implode. So the next team I have is the Houston Texans.
Oh, they're already imploded, blown up, charcoaled, everything.
Oh, yeah? So you who do you get rid of? Do you get rid of Deshaun Watson?
They can't. Him? They can't because he's still in contract. So
man, that don't mean anything. I mean, trade. Does he got a no trade clause?
Yeah, but
I mean, once they got rid of D-Hop,
right?
I mean, he doesn't really. I mean, that man is struggling. He's been hit. He's like the most hit quarterback out there.
Yeah, but I mean, they had a chance to get rid of Will Fuller.
Yeah.
Before the trade line, they didn't do that. He could have went to the Packers. He could have went to a couple other teams.
That's
but
good.
Other than that, nah. I mean, they just implode him down at the end.
I say they should. I mean, and only because I kind of want to see him play for the Bears. You know, I'm switching. I want Deshaun Watson for the Bears. That's the only reason why. All right, my next team I got coming up is the Minnesota Vikings. Blow it up or keep the band together?
Keep them together.
Really?
They just beat the Packers.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they got a, what, a 1-2-3?
Delvin Cook.
2-5.
Delvin Cook just scored 4 touchdowns.
I say you don't have to blow up all the pieces. But I'm not a fan of Kirk Cousins. I already told you last week, like, if I was the Minnesota Vikings,
mm-hmm.
I would be really seriously talking to the Jets right now because I think they're going to get the number one draft pick, and I'm going to want Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a deal you can't refuse.
If Trevor goes back or goes into the draft because he might.
The only reason why he's going back into the draft because he doesn't want to play for the Jets. And who blames him?
Yeah.
Who blames him?
Right.
I don't blame him.
Right.
I'm just saying, just like, you know, so give Trevor Lawrence a pretty decent option. And the Minnesota Vikings are a pretty decent option. I'm not even going to kid.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Vikings are a pretty decent option. And, you know, you got Justin Jackson out there who's an up-and-coming receiver. I got him on my fantasy team, and he's mm-hmm. pretty good. I mean, I would do this. I would give the Jets. You don't have to give me Sam Darnold. You can trade out Sam Darnold for even more players, whatever you want, or more draft picks. But I would give you Kirk Cousins and the other receiver.
What?
Ty
Jefferson?
Thielen.
Oh, Thielen.
Yeah, I give him Thielen for the number one draft pick.
For the number – nah, that's not first draft pick material.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
Blow it up, Minnesota. Blow it up. Blow it up.
And we all know that Zimmer didn't want Cousins to come to Minnesota in the first place.
Yeah. So he didn't want Cousins to come. So why even keep him? It's just crazy. All right, the next team I got up for the auction block will be the Atlanta Falcons. Blow it up or keep them together. Man, it's been a while for them with the same squad. Let's go ahead and say that right now.
They definitely need to make some changes.
They definitely need to.
And it's going to start from.
They have blown.
The front office.
20-point leads in consecutive games this year. I mean, they got it. They look like they're coming to jail together. I'm giving you that right now. Mm-hmm. But come on. I don't think Matt Ryan wants to be there anymore.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want to be there anymore. He's done.
No, I mean, he's getting paid well.
Yeah.
He's thrown, you know, the past 5 seasons in a row, he's thrown more yards than anyone, and they still – it's their defense. They spent too much money on their offense. I mean, I know Gurley came in, but they didn't spend a lot of money on him. But they gave Ryan a hefty paycheck.
Okay.
Julio, they kept him – they're keeping him around,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's just the whole defense, it's – horrible.
Yeah. All right. We'll get the defense.
They're
I say blow it up. Start from scratch. I mean, you got to all day blow it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt Ryan should go somewhere where he's loved and cherished. And I think there's a couple of good teams that could use him. He probably go to Houston after the Bears get Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
I can dream.
So, no, because, you know, you still got Dak coming back.
Oh, that was my next team right there.
All right, let's talk about that.
Now the next team is going to be like the Dallas Cowboys. Should they blow it up or keep the band together?
Well, knowing Jerry Jones, I don't think he's going to keep Dak, even though I don't know. But the defensive coordinator, though, is just –
I'm going
to defensive coordinator and the whole defense need to go.
I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and a lot of people say, you know what, they're not going to pay. Dak is not worth no $40 million a year. He's not worth it. And I agree. He's not worth $40 million a year. However, for the Dallas Cowboys, he's worth $40 million a year, and it's showing right now. Mm-hmm. It is definitely showing right now. He is worth more than that $40 million because he has the chemistry with the receivers. You thought you could stick in Andy Dalton and he was going to take it over for you? It's just not going to happen. You thought you was going to put in Ben DiNucci to save the day, and you're already bitching him after one game. And now you got Cooper Rush and Gilbert.
Yeah,
to come in, you're not going to do it. Jerry Jones, you're going to have to pay the man. You're going to have to do what you got to do. Do right. Keep the band together, but you're going to have to pay Dak.
They do. I get it now. I do. And you know what? You're sounding like Stephen A. Smith because he said the same exact thing.
Yeah.
He stated that they should have paid him.
They should have paid him. I don't know why they listened up there. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know. No. And unfortunate. I mean, maybe fortunately, the NFC least, you know, you can get away with these mediocre or less mediocre standings or, you know, their wins and losses. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's a tough call. It's like, okay, you're going to spend $10 million on another cornerback,
right?
Another $5 or $8 million on another cornerback.
Right.
So you could just have a 3-12 or 4-10 record, you know.
It's not going to happen. No. I'm sorry. It just sidebar note, who's the worst team in the NFL right now? The Dallas Cowboys or the New York Jets?
Oh, Jets.
Jets?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Cowboys right now. I'm going to say the Cowboys. At least the Jets are trying to compete. I mean, they just don't have the pieces. Mm-hmm. I can respect a team that's trying to compete and they don't have the pieces. Everything in the Cowboys is in disarray right now, from the coach all the way down to the water boy. It's disarray.
Yeah, but the reason why I say the Jets on paper, when Dak was still in there, points for and points after, you know, the Jets are still worse. Because, I mean, remember the first 2 weeks of the season, Dak actually brought them back and he brought them a win or two.
Right.
But he had to throw those yards. He had to throw that arm. So that's why I'm saying the Jets.
Okay. Here's one for you. The New Orleans Saints. I mean, I understand they're still in it. They're a playoff bound team. They're 5-2, but you got to see, this is Drew Brees' last year, maybe. And you know, you got Michael Thomas having fights with his own teammates. So
their defense is getting into fights. So
you know, like, so what do you do now? Do you keep the band together and you hope that Drew Brees make it, or you know, you think that Drew Brees, or you keep the band together, got enough to tank.
With the people they have coming in, I mean, they haven't really done anything with Tyson Hill this year that I thought, okay, the past 2 years, you know, they brought this guy in and he's making great plays. But I'm going to say semi keep the band together in a way that, yes, Drew needs to go. But who's going to be their main quarterback? Because they haven't done anything with Tyson Hill.
Yeah, well, you got your backup quarterback there. Not Tyson Hill either.
No.
You got the old Tampa Bay interception king. His name just escapes me right now. I'm trying to look it up right now. Who is it? Well, you got his.
Like Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, now he's like the new T.O. I mean, who's going to wheel and deal for him?
Yeah, Jameis Winston is backup quarterback.
But
Jameis. All right, and the last one I got coming up right now is the Philly Eagles. You're a Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz and company. Do they blow it up? I mean, I guess y'all keep Sanders and stuff. He's pretty good. But the rest of the team, do you blow it up? You get rid of Wentz?
Oh, once he – He'll play another year, but he will not. No. And we don't even have any wide receivers. And
I mean, you got Alshon Jeffrey.
But I mean,
Reader, I mean, when he's healthy. Yeah, he hasn't been healthy since.
Our offensive, the Eagles.
The turn of the centuries before, 2020?
Right. So the offensive line has continuous injuries with Jason Peters and Lane Johnson. And they're just there getting paid. I mean, paid. And they get a little boo-boo, and they're just like, they're out. So I think they're taking advantage of the money situation. But I think they're, ever since the Super Bowl, there's been a lot of internal issues. They're still, you know, hungover from their Super Bowl. They're just not.
Right.
And I think a lot of players are going to want to go after this year.
Yeah.
Even if they make the playoffs. But
they're going to make the playoffs. I give you that.
I get it. But, I mean, come on. They're not going to make the playoffs with a winning record.
I mean, you got Alvin Kamara. You got, I mean, these players going to want some money, and you ain't in a position to pay them right now. So it's just kind of just crazy. Anybody else you got for, giggles, or we going to take it to a break?
No.
We're going to take it to the break. All right.
I feel like crying now.
He's going to cry. He's going to cry because his Philadelphia Eagles suck. I understand. Well, after the break, we're going to go into power rankings. We're going to give us the top 10 teams of right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle on the GoldMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
Run, swim, or crawl your way to Red Lobster now because Crab Fest is back with the largest variety of crab dishes of the year. With 9 dishes and 5 different types of crab, Crab Fest will crack any size craving. Experience the return of crab lovers' dream, wild-caught king crab, snow crab, and signature crab linguine. Explore the new ultimate crab trio, 3 types of crab, premium king, sweet chilling, barty, chilling, and tender dungeness, all wild-caught. Or get the best of both worlds with the new Crab Fest Surf and Turf. Rich creamy crab and seafood imperial paired with a crab parmesan topped wood grill sirloin. Come into Red Lobster now or visit us redlobster.com. Red Lobster seafood gets the party started.
Every day across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place, because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Totally awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
We'll be right back.
waiting for the beat to drop. And welcome back. What it do to Inside the Huddle on the GoMileHigh.com network, a part of the BLM network. Oh, man, I sound like Carlos up here. Just crazy. It's crazy. Oh, no. We getting the hang of it. It's all good. Now we get to talk to about my favorite subject is power rankings. The NFL power rankings for week 9. We are halfway through this season. You believe that? I don't know. It looks like we're going to make it through. I don't know. I don't want to jinx it. It's through a COVID season. We're going to make it through. And before we get on to our top 10, I'm going to give the honorable mentions, you know, the quick ones. We're not really going to talk too much about it. At number 15, I'm going to give it to my Chicago Bears. You know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about the Chicago Bears since I'm a fan of them. If you would have said, you know, at the beginning of the season, at this point of the season, we was 5-3, I would have took it.
Oh, yeah.
We took that all day.
Definitely.
5-3. We're good,
yeah.
But this is the ceiling. This is not the floor. So I'm upset. We could be doing a lot better. We can be doing a heck of a lot better. So that's all I want to say about it. Number 14, we got the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, it should be right there. Number 13, we got the Las Vegas Raiders. Ugh.
Nah.
I don't really want it, but yeah, I give you that. Number 12, we give the Los Angeles Rams. That's
good. It's only because of their record.
Yes. I don't see them being. It's just us. But they beat the Bears, so I guess. And at number 11, the Tennessee Titans, which I think they should be in the top 10, even though they even lost
they went
two.
Down, they went down four.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give it.
No, they went down four spots because they lost.
Yeah, the two in a row, but, you know.
Two games in a row, and so. So they need to figure out, okay, it's not just the Derrick Henry show all the time. Teams are figuring out how to stop them.
That's exactly what I would do. It'd be the Derrick Henry show every day, all day, until you can stop it. But, you know, I think Ryan Tannehill is trying to play for MVP himself, which we'll get into a little bit later. But for number 10, we starting off number 10. Mm-hmm. Arizona Cardinals, and I'm not mad at that.
No.
Not Matt. Kyler Murray, I mean, I know they just coming off a bye week and
big win over Seattle.
Big win over Seattle. I mean, they're playing, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray. I mean, this is a deadly combination.
I mean,
Christian Kirk coming into his own. So yeah.
And Emmons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long they're out with Drake. Yeah, Kenyon Drake, but yeah.
So they moved out one spot during their bye week. So that's saying something good.
I mean, they practice. I mean, how you gonna mess up practice? I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I think that's a good spot for them. They're an up and coming team. I had my eyes on them, and I think they're gonna come up even higher next week. Number 9, I definitely don't agree with, but I know Squirrel loves them. And Josh.
Yeah. I mean,
I know they love him.
Right off the speaker, right?
He gave me the look. I know. I see him with the look. He like us. The Indianapolis Colts.
They went up five spots.
That is absurd. Absurd.
Only because they had a comeback win.
Right? Absurd. Nope. Against the Lions?
All right.
Against the Lions?
I know.
Come on. Okay, come back win against the Lions. And you want to go up five spots.
No.
Get out of here. Y'all don't want to hear that.
No, I don't.
But we got to give them 9. I guess. I mean, that team needs a little bit of work. I mean, don't get me wrong. The running game, you got a little question mark there. You got Naheem Himes, who looks darn good at that running back spot. I give him that.
Well, yeah, he finally came back from injury.
Now, you stick with Taylor?
No.
I mean, I know it's your draft pick, but do you stick with Taylor the way Naheem Himes is running the ball? That's going to be a question mark for later on.
Well, I really do like Frank Reich a lot. He's very smart, intelligent. You know, he knows what he's doing. So.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
So, yeah. Number 8, we got the Buffalo Bills. They are staying stagnant, and as they should. You just beat the Patriots, and Cam Newton just had a mental breakdown and carried the ball in the wrong hand, and they popped that out at the last second.
They barely won.
They barely won.
Yeah.
I think they should have dropped a little bit, be honest with you. It was the Patriots. So, you know, it's just kind of crazy. Do you think of?
The Patriots should be no more band together.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they should. Should definitely. I don't know. I think the Bills, number eight, I mean, I think they just want to see people just kind of –
they're in first place.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
In first place.
And so they should be number eight.
Right.
At all. I guess I give it to them. Number seven is the Green Bay Packers. Now, kind of don't agree with that one. And it's not because I'm a Bears fan, but it is because I'm a Bears fan.
Right. But they went down two. So they –
they lost badly against the Minnesota Vikings. I don't even think they should be in the top 10 after that performance last week.
Yeah, but they're still in first place, and you can't just drop them 10 points or 10 or 8.
10
or
spots.
10 spots.
They look kind of pathetic there. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to – I mean, he had the chance, you know, last drive of the game, and what happened?
He gets sacked
and fumbled. That's not Aaron Rodgers like.
All right, so
it's not AA Ron like.
So if he didn't get sacked,
we could play the what if game all day.
And then he threw a bomb.
We could play the what if game ball game all day.
And then to be like number three.
Then I wouldn't have nothing else to say. Yeah, I would definitely have nothing else to say. That's just crazy. I think that's a little bit too high. Number six is the New Orleans Saints. Now, I know in our last segment we were talking about should they blow it up after this season or not. And they had a pretty decent game, you know, overtime win versus the Bears. Yuck. Just because they kicked the field goal, they still struggled.
Their record of 5-2, it's not a good 5-2.
And it's definitely not. It's definitely
it's
not
a good 5-2.
Definitely not.
They should be actually 4-4. Well,
4-3. Yeah, 4-3.
You know.
I think they should be 3-4, but who am I? But they get the rematch against.
But they went up 4, though. That's what I.
I don't understand because you beat the Bears. The Bears had to win 5 straight just to get in the top 10. Right. And then as soon as they get in the top 10, they lose one and then it's bottom. But, you know. They beat the Bears. They go up 4 instantly. You see, that's why I don't like power rankings.
Right.
I don't know. No. Well, who's ever doing it? They just like the pretty teams. No. I don't know. It's just crazy.
No. And this one that you're bringing up right now is I don't agree at all.
What, number 5, the Baltimore Ravens?
They should be down by number 10 or 9 or 8.
Nah.
And this is the reason why. This is the reason why.
Okay.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, even against – the Eagles, they almost lost it. You know, every halfway through the third quarter into the fourth, Lamar Jackson is just not doing the job.
Right.
And the rest of the team's not doing the job. So then, you know, they lose, you know, against the Steelers.
Right.
You know, which is a good battle, but, you know.
I don't know, man. I hear you, but I think the problem is not with Lamar Jackson. I think it's with the coaching staff because they're trying to make Lamar Jackson, into a pocket passer, and that's just not what he is.
No.
He is not a pocket passer. He is a run-first quarterback.
Right.
And that's how they should use him. He has an arm, pretty decent arm. He doesn't have the strongest arm in the league, but he does have the wheels. I understand why they want to make him a pocket passing quarterback because you keep him in the pocket and he has the whole field. Mm-hmm. But that's not him. He likes to run one side and he only has one side of the field to throw to. So I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, and it's funny, he's a running quarterback, but Danny Dimes, he's a pocket quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he runs faster than him?
He can't run faster. As soon as he busted 21 yards, what happened? His tire went out.
He has the second fastest run this year.
Oh, congratulations. And he couldn't keep up with it.
Well, DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf is a different story. Speaking of DK Metcalf, number 4, they got Seattle, and I definitely don't agree with this one. I think they should be one step higher, especially with the team above them. Especially with the team before him.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, I mean, well, they had a good win.
I mean, well, yeah, of course they had a good win.
You know,
I think Seattle is going to the Super Bowl. I said that at the beginning of the year, and right. There's nothing stopping that. I think right. I know their defense is suspect. Mm-hmm. I know their suspect is, you know what, so a mother flood pucker.
Yeah.
But it's just but that offense is just high powered. If you score 35, Russ is going to figure out a way to score 42.
Yeah, it was funny. We played a segment yesterday on the press box that someone from ESPN is like, Russell Wilson's not cool. Yeah, there's other quarterbacks that are cool.
Oh, he's not cool. No. I always make fun. He looks like the undercover agent.
Yeah.
That's trying to buy drugs off the street. Can you sell me 2 drugs, please?
Yeah.
My fellow criminal. It doesn't look right. Number 3 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they should not be at number 3, especially after the performance they had Monday night. I don't even put them in the top 5.
Mm-mm.
I'm top 7. I'll give them 8 tops.
So did you watch some of that game?
I watched most of it. And
so did you notice that they had 2 special team punts? Like the Buccaneers punted when the Giants had no kick returner, punt returner at all?
Yeah.
Like none?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. And they rattled the Buccaneers punter.
Yeah, he's like, who weird. Am I supposed to kick it to? You supposed to kick it to the coffin corner. What are you talking about?
You're supposed
to pin it as far as you possibly can. And that deserves number 3 team in the league? No, sir, it doesn't. But I guess they see that, you know, AB is coming back in town, and they're going to have more power. See, that's why I don't like power rankings. You got to prove it first. Number 2, definitely don't believe this. I think they should be number 1. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't see it. They should be number 1. Until somebody knock them off the crown, they should be number 1.
Because of their defense?
The defense is okay. I don't think it's the best defense in the league right now. It's okay. I think it's all coaching.
Well, I disagree on that only because Pittsburgh's offense is not as good as their defense.
No, it's definitely not. So what is it left? If your offense is not as good, your defense is above average, but yet you're 7-0, and you played some tough teams. So who is it? I mean, what is it?
When the Steelers play the Chiefs, we'll have this.
Yeah, okay. We'll get that one. I think they should be number 1. I think Mike Tomlin is doing a fantastic job. And speaking of the Chiefs, guess who's number 1? Patty Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs. Yep. I cannot get over that Snickers commercial. But I can get it. If there's going to be a number 1 team, it might as well be them. I mean, they had a blowout victory last week. Plus they was playing the Jets. Come on now. That's just a practice game for them.
5 touchdowns, 416 yards.
Yeah,
people are like going on the waiver wire trying to pick up all these other players from the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Mecole Hartman and everybody
like,
else. It's just crazy.
Come on.
I don't know. So that is the top 10 power rankings for week 9. Again, those power rankings are the Chiefs, number 1. Number 2 is the Steelers. Number 3 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 4 is the Seattle Seahawks. Number 5, Baltimore Ravens. Number 6, New Orleans Saints. Number 7, Green Bay Packers. Number 8, Buffalo Bills. Number 9, Indianapolis Colts. And number 10, the Arizona Cardinals. We'll be back on Inside the Huddle, a part of the Be On Air Network.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tons of awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Run, swim, or crawl your way to Red Lobster now because Crab Fest is back with the largest variety of crab dishes of the year. With 9 dishes and 5 different types of crab, Crab Fest will crack any size craving. Experience the return of crab lovers' dream, wild-caught king crab, snow crab, and signature crab linguine. Explore the new ultimate crab trio, 3 types of crab, premium king, sweet barty, and tender dungeness, all wild-caught. Or get the best of both worlds with the new Crab Fest Surf and Turf. Rich creamy crab and seafood imperial paired with a crab parmesan topped wood grill sirloin. Come into Red Lobster now or visit us redlobster.com. Red Lobster seafood gets the party started.
Every day across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What it do? This is Inside the Huddle with Roddy Rod in the building. We taking it over. Last segment of the day. Oh, wow. We're going to do fantasy football, start 'em or sit 'em. And you're going to have to listen to us. I mean, if you're struggling in your fantasy football league.
Like I am?
What's your record?
2-5.
Oh, yeah. You're struggling. But you still got a shot to make the playoffs and stuff, so it's just kind of crazy. So, stardom and sit-em. So, give me some stardom and sit-em pickers. What we got? What we got for stardom and sit-em?
Well, my first one would be Justin Herbert against the Raiders.
That is a good one. I mean, that guy's playing lights out. Yeah. Even with the, you know what? I was kind of upset because I had a bet. And only thing I needed was the Chargers to win that game against the Broncos last week. And I would have been up like $250 off of a $20 bet.
Wow.
And they can't. I just needed them to win. No point spread, no nothing. And I just needed them to win. And the Broncos pull it out. But it wasn't Herbert's fault. Herbert.
No, but you know my hot take is he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. Over Joe Burrow.
I don't know. I think Joe Burrow, again, you don't have to have results to have Rookie of the Year. You don't have to be in the playoffs. That's not necessarily a requirement like it is for the MVP. Mm. You know, Rookie of the Year, you just got to play well. And I think Joe Burrow, that last game, especially one against the Titans, that's a big thing on his resume. So I think that's pretty good for him. So
would you start – Cam Newton against the Jets this week?
It depends. It really, really depends. I mean, if I had a better quarterback, say if I had a Justin Herbert, I would start Justin Herbert over Cam Newton, even against Cam Newton against the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm sitting with, you know, maybe Matt Stafford, which is, you know, that's unfair. But if I'm starting a Phillip Rivers, I would start Cam Newton over him. So it depends. Like, for fantasy purposes, it depends. I think Cam Newton wins this game because he desperately needs one, desperately. Right. But
to keep his ego intact.
Keep his ego. And keep, you know, the man can still play. He just don't have no no equipment to play with. You know, I'm just saying, you just don't have the cast to play with.
And going into sit-ums, there's one thing I do not agree. Drew Lock against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
No, and I think Drew Lock will get at least three touchdowns, 260 or 70 yards, just because the Falcons are that bad on defense.
Yeah. I mean, the defense is horrible, so, but still. I mean, they might just run the ball. Like, matter of fact.
Lindsey, yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, that's who's a better running back, Lindsey or Gordon?
Oh, Lindsey. By far.
By far?
Oh, by major far.
Hmm. I think, you know, I'm trying to put my Colorado affiliation, because I know Lindsey is a Colorado native, and, you know, you root for your guy, and he's playing for the home team.
No, he has more yards per rush than anyone else.
He's definitely more exciting.
In the whole entire NFL.
Okay, so let's move on. You know who I would like to see, I think, this week?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people say instead of him, but I'm going to stick with him. Tua.
Yeah.
Tagovailoa. He's playing against the Cardinals, though. I think.
I don't know.
Again, I go back to what I'm saying. You know, it's if Brian Flores, his job was secure. It was secure.
Right.
I mean, if he could have played Fitzpatrick the whole year, his job was completely secure. But yet he put in Tua right in the middle, smack dab, when they are just getting on the scene and everything, and they're getting their groove, and he puts into it. I think there's something there. I didn't see it last week. I'm not going to – I actually owe 30 push-ups because I said he was going to get 250 total yards. Yep. But he did get the win.
Right.
He did get the win. So, but I think there's something there with Tua. I'm kind of excited about it. Brian Flores wouldn't put his job in jeopardy just right. because he needs to play him.
Yeah. Let's get over to the wide receivers. I skipped over to running backs real quick.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
And the reason why is to start them, I was even thinking – Josh Allen in Seattle because
that's a deep one.
Well, because of Stephon Diggs against Seattle.
Ooh.
So I think that's going to be a good game, a really good game.
I don't know. I mean, that is definitely going to be a good game. So, but Stephon Diggs,
it's going to be a shootout of a game.
It's because, definitely going to be a shootout.
Because then you got Tyler Lockett against the Buffalo Bills too. So Buffalo and Seattle. It's in Buffalo though. So I don't know.
That cold doesn't scare, you know, them. So they're good. I don't know. I DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. He has all day with Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And Olsen. He's not even using Olsen.
No.
And it depends on if Chris Carson is back at running back. I don't know. But they still got Homer. I don't know. Carlos Hyde is still hurt, I think, injured, I believe. But that's going to be a hard one. That is going to be a shootout, though.
According to NFL.com, they were saying sit Ben Roethlisberger, but start Juju Smith-Schuster against the Cowboys.
I agree with that. I don't agree with
Ben sitting. Yeah, I –
because I'm at a point where I have one of my fantasy football teams where I have to either start Kyler Murray or Ben Roethlisberger. And that's a pretty tough start. So it's just kind of
iffy. Yeah, there's a lot of weird.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of weird stuff that.
All right.
But, yeah.
With that, we're going to leave you guys.
Yeah, we got to get up out here. We got a press box coming up. I am so grateful to take over Inside the Huddle with my man Carlos Rodriguez. You're listening to Lyman Roddy. This is Roddy Rod Show. This is Inside the Huddle on the GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network. We will be back here tomorrow, same time, same channel, so be on the lookout. Check us out on Twitter or GoMileHigh.com or on Facebook.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved.